Next day, the vixen slipped out of her earth again to go hunting. Just outside, she met her neighbour, the vixen next door.
"I hear you had a fight with the badger," said her neighbour. "Does your shoulder still hurt?"
"Oh, it's not too bad," said the vixen.
"And how are your three children?" asked her neighbour.
"They're very well, thank you," said the vixen. "They're drinking milk and playing games and growing bigger. But there are four of them, not three."
"Four?" asked her neighbour in surprise. "How strange! There were only three yesterday."
"Well, I have a fourth now," said the vixen. "He's a little foundling fox."
"Yes, I heard about that," said her neighbour. "You're not going to keep him, are you? You have three cubs already. You don't need a foundling fox."
"It doesn't matter whether I need him or not," said the vixen. "I kept him warm. I gave him my milk to drink. I carried him through the wood. I escaped from the dog with him, and I even had to fight the badger. My foundling fox is staying with me."
"You're stupid," said her neighbour. "Your children are growing. Soon they'll want to eat meat. Are you going to hunt for a strange cub too?"
"If I can feed three cubs," said the vixen, "I can feed a fourth too."
"Oh, go away, you and your silly chatter."
The neighbour shook her head.
"You're a hopeless case," she said. "What's so special about your foundling fox?"
"What's so special?" The vixen thought about it. She couldn't think of anything special. "I don't know," she said. "Wait a minute, and I'll show him to you."